Hey, everybody! It's that time on a Monday! Woohoo! Wow, the weekend went fast, Christy. That was nutty! And yes, we got stuff done.
Oh my God. Yes, we did. Good morning, everyone. Happy Monday.
Yeah, I'm still putting the fire out in my hair. I just hair on fire all weekend. But it's good. It feels good for Monday, and you're focused and you're looking straight ahead. And you're not lugging that fridge behind you. Whatever that is that you gotta haul, you know, the big heavy luggage, the baggage, that whatever. It doesn't matter. Is when you clean stuff up and get it out of the way, woo! I feel light. I'm a feather. That's right. That is not my hot minute.
You're
I wanted it
stealing
to
my
be.
hot minute if that's what you're doing. It's like, damn. Okay, there we go again. She's taking my hot minute.
Oh, see,
I'm not
that's why I
kidding.
go
I am.
first.
Well,
I'm not.
you know what? I think I'm gonna go first today. I'm gonna mix it up because you just. I am gonna. Okay, guys, this is the first time. I'm gonna share my hot minute first.
Ah,
Yeah,
wait.
because
Go ahead.
I know what's gonna happen. Somehow, you will come in and I'll be like, oh. That is exactly what I was going to say. We don't talk to one another about what we're cooking before we get to these recordings. So I'm just going to mix it up a little bit. I'm going to jump the gun and I'm going to talk about letting go. Can you believe that, Deb?
No, I let go. I put myself on mute and I let go because I was stomped on. Go ahead, let go.
Angels, this is what I want to share with you today. I want to share the idea of letting go of anything that doesn't serve you. And that includes and is not limited to just about everything in your life. If there is something that's hanging in your car, it's been there forever, and it's connected to an ex-boyfriend or an ex-lover, let it go. Take it down and let it go. If you have a piece of jewelry that you've got to let go because it's connected, it's holding you in a place that you don't want to be anymore, and you want to open up to new possibilities, new. The idea of new has the words optimistic curiosity attached to it. New equals optimistic curiosity, this energy running through your body. Anything and everything from the little things. Just start with something small and then move to the bigger things. What in our lives can we actually let go of that doesn't serve us anymore? It did at some point, it no longer does. Does it have baggage attached to it? If so, can you take the steps to let it go? Start small. My challenge for you today is to find one thing that you know you need to let go of that no longer serves you. We'd love to have you pop into the our chat space on the Hot Minute page and share what that is. I think it's a really wonderful, healing, helpful, empowering, enlightening experience to walk through this process of letting go. And that's my hot minute, Deb. And now you get to
No,
wrap
I don't even know how to do this. It's such a reversal. But according to you, Christine, it was time I had to let that go. Let's shake it up. Shaking
Apparently.
up my snow
Yep.
globe.
Yep.
It's a beautiful blizzard for me right now. All right, you guys. She's right. I was gonna go to the whole let it go
You
idea.
see? Do you see?
Why? Because today we celebrate National No Dirty Dishes Day. And I don't know what that means to you, but here's what it means to me.
Letting go.
That's right.
Yeah.
You gotta let go. And this idea that you don't carry over from the day before, the month before, the year before, the years before, anything into your life moving forward that you don't need. And I think of dirty dishes, Christine, and you know why. Because I hate the dishes from the night before
Yeah.
in the sink in the morning. I just hate it. Now, I don't hate it enough to actually hold off going to bed when I'm super tired, but it is this idea of when I wake up in the morning, I want a wide open, clean kitchen for that fresh coffee. I love the idea of starting clean, starting fresh. Each day, each part of my life, as things move, as things change. It's true, I was raised in a highly, I don't know, clean German family. That's the nicest way I could put it. And so the dishes were done. There is no dish in the sink. But I think about it differently now. There is a time when you need something to sit and rest. And as Christine would say, you just need to soak. There are some things you just need to soak, like your dishes, right?
Yep,
Why
yep.
scrub and waste all that energy when time will simply take care of it for you and speed the process up. It is true. But for today, it's no dirty dishes, you guys. Clean that stuff up. Let it go. And that is my hot minute, Christine. I don't even know if it made sense. It made sense to me.
I think the whole thing makes sense, you guys. Yes. Let go. Clean things up. Recognize what needs to vacate the premise. And this is where I say, I'm going to say it. You ready? And that's another hot minute.